Yeah, the last time we were here, Jack, we had an overtime game between San Diego and the Dolphins, a game the San.
Now, from CBS News, this Net Alert Bulletin.
Police in New York City say former Beatle John Lennon was shot and wounded tonight. It happened in front of Lennon's apartment building in Manhattan. Lennon apparently was shot several times, possibly as many as four times. He was rushed to a hospital for emergency surgery. Reporter Rich Lamb of WCBS New York at Roosevelt Hospital says people report seeing Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, at the hospital. The witness says he heard four shots. Lennon was shot at the entrance to the Dakota apartment building and was bleeding and said to be unconscious when he was rushed to the hospital. Repeating, police in New York City say former Beatle John Lennon was shot and wounded tonight in New York City. This has been a CBS News special report. I'm John Bohannon, CBS News, New York.
Screen pass to Andy Johnson gives New England a first down at the 43.
The U.S. Navy launched its transit satellite,
Now, from CBS News, this Net Alert Bulletin.
This is John Bohannon, CBS News, New York. Police in New York City have reported to CBS News that former Beatle John Lennon died tonight after being shot in front of his apartment building in Manhattan. Police have a suspect in custody. One official describes him only as a local screwball, and he apparently had no motive for the shooting. Again, repeating, New York City police say former Beatle John Lennon died tonight in a hospital after being shot and wounded in front of his apartment in Manhattan. This has been a CBS News special report. I'm John Bohannon, CBS News, New York.
Second down and seven from the Miami 23 for New England.
It's 7 minutes past 11, and leading the news at this hour, former Beatle John Lennon shot to death. WCCO Radio News. This is Bill Deal reporting with a local and regional report, but first of all on the national scene, former Beatle John Lennon was shot to death late Monday night outside his luxury apartment building on Manhattan's Upper West Side, according to New York police. Authorities say that Lennon, 40 years old, was rushed in a police car to Roosevelt Hospital, where he was pronounced dead shortly after the shooting. An officer at the 20th Precinct said the shooting occurred outside the Dakota, the century-old luxury apartment house where Lennon and his wife, Yoko Ono, lived across the street from Central Park. Police said that they had a suspect in custody. They describe him as a local screwball with no apparent motive for shooting Lennon. They say that robbery was not a motive in the slaying of former Beatle John Lennon, shot to death tonight in New York City. 20 minutes past 11, in the Twin Cities clear skies, the temperature 16 degrees. Bill Deal reporting, CBS World and National News, next at midnight on WCCO, Minneapolis and St. Paul, at 8, Rio.
CBS News, former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed Monday night in New York City. This is John Bohannon reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Police say a man with a gun apparently had been waiting in the entrance of the Dakota, the apartment building where Lennon lived. Just as Lennon got out of a car, the man opened fire. More from Stephanie Shelton.
Lennon was brought to Roosevelt Hospital's emergency room shortly before 11 p.m., according to Dr. Stephen Lynn, director of emergency room services.
He was dead on arrival. Extensive resuscitative efforts were made, but in spite of transfusions and many procedures, he could not be resuscitated.
Where was he shot, Doc, and how many times?
He had multiple gunshot wounds in his chest, in his left arm, and in his back.
Lynn said there were seven wounds in Lennon's body, although he could not say how many shots were actually fired. Lennon died, said Lynn, from damage to the large blood vessels in his chest. He probably died, Lynn said, almost instantly. Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, was with the singer when he was shot and later at the hospital. According to Lennon's record producer, Jack Douglas, Lennon had been at a recording session, had taken a break to go home to get something to eat. He was shot in the entrance to his apartment. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News, New York.
One witness, Sean Stroob, says the man who shot Lennon had what's described as almost a smirk as he pulled the trigger, and he describes the suspect.
Between 30 and 40 years old, he was kind of fat. He didn't look like a groupie or, you know, anything like that. He almost had a sort of sneer on his face. I mean, he was proud of what he had done, apparently. He scuffled with him getting into the police car. His head was held high. He had kind of a sort of a smile almost. One person that lives across the street said he had seen the guy there on the sidewalk like all week. Had just been kind of hanging around. I think he intended to kill John Lennon. I mean, I don't think it was a robbery or anything like that.
One police spokesman says the gunman, in his words, is a local screwball. Lennon has a single record in the top 10 now. It's called Just Like Starting Over. It's from an album he recorded with Yoko Ono titled Double Fantasy. It's the first single that Lennon has released in more than 5 years. It's been out just 2 months. Repeating, former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed Monday night in New York City. He was 40. More CBS News in a minute.
Little note, in addition, you might say, to that Lennon story just in a minute ago, Bill, Lennon's producer, a fellow by the name of Jack Douglas, tells us that he and Lennon had been at a studio called the Record Plant in Midtown on Monday night. That's Midtown, New York, of course. And that Lennon had left about 10:30. Lennon said that he was going to get a bite to eat and then go on home. A man named Sean Strube said that he was walking south near 72nd Street on the Upper West Side when he heard 4 shots ring out. He said that he went around the corner to Central Park West just in time to see Lennon being put into the back of a police car. Strube said some people told of hearing 6 shots and that some said that Lennon was hit twice, but he said police said that he was hit in the back, and that's all the details on that score. He went further to say, however, that others on the street did tell him that the assailant had been crouching in the archway of the Dakota, the entranceway. Lennon arrived in the company of his wife, and it was at that time that the assailant fired. He said the suspect, a pudgy kind of man, 35 to 40 years old with brown hair, was put into another police car. And Stroop said further that the suspect had a smirk on his face when police took him away. We should have further updatings on this story, the, you might say, assassination of John Lennon this night in New York City.